living in the West London suburbs and then going to college in Soho, it was just a real education. And I just met such interesting people from different walks of life. And so that was one side of it. The other side was that, you know, it really was a foundation course as they ought to be. So it really blew your mind. And they would make us do something different every day. You'd go in and you'd be in a group and they'd give you sort of a box of ping pong balls and some luminous paint and some string and say you have to make an installation, you know, for the to light up in the dark by the end of the day. Or they'd give us a piece of paper out of a magazine, say you need to make a wall-sized mural between six of you or something. So it absolutely blew your mind. And I found it really exciting, and I signed up for all the evening classes where you learnt screen printing and photography, and I did a lot of photography with mirrors. I developed little mirror boxes when I did infinite photographs. It was all absolutely what I wanted. I wouldn't have got it at Reading. And so not only that, but I wasn't really at home. And I'd come home late at night. My mum would have left me some dinner, which was nice. So I, in a way, saw the best side of home and had a really good time. So I never regret that year. I'm so glad I didn't get into Reading first time. I don't know why I tried to get in a second time, really. But I thought it was what I wanted. And it was a bit of a downer because they didn't have any of that excitement. It was really rather boring.